Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. Pud, good morning.
So good morning.
We have talked once, at least in the past, about the exhibit that is at the Audie Murphy American Cotton Museum in Greenville, but it's still going on for a while yet, and I think it's worth mentioning again and giving a bit more attention. And this is an exhibit on the African American experience in Hunt County. It's an oral history exhibit.
Have you? I don't know if you've seen any of the videos. They're absolutely fascinating.
Yeah.
So they're on YouTube, and they're also, you can get links to them from the museum's Facebook page, because they've been posting one every week through the series. And they're so interesting as people are talking about their memories and everything. And then they've at the museum, they have got corresponding memorabilia on exhibit that shares and tells the story of so much of the African-American community, which we've just simply not really discussed much. And I think the museum doing this is terrific.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you, what artifacts, do you know what artifacts that there are in the museum that you can also see?
There is a guitar there that I'm pretty sure is one of Trig Ward's guitars.
And
if you know, Trig Ward was a musical legend in Greenville for many, many years.
Yeah.
And such a, in fact, a little side story here. I actually, when I was in high school, got the chance to take guitar lessons from Mr. Ward.
Yeah.
And to be very honest with you, I didn't learn a whole lot about guitar because my dad would join every lesson and he would say, Trig, play this. Trig, play this. And at the end of the evening, Dad paid him and he left. And we had these incredible musical experiences, and I really didn't care because I loved just hearing him. He was so great. So there's one of his guitars there. There's memorabilia from Carver High School, which was the segregated African-American high school for many years. You know, and there's a lot of pieces and things like that that are, you know, there. I think from some of the different Black-owned businesses, there's lots of really interesting tidbits out there.
Yeah. Well, and to go back to Trig Ward, I don't think it's an exaggeration to say probably hundreds of kids took guitar lessons from him over the years. And every one of them.
You are so right.
Yeah, and every one of them loved him. I mean, he had a great way with kids.
He really, really did. And you know, to ever hear any of the bands he was part of was an amazing experience. His son is one of the ones that's interviewed in some of this, and so
I see.
That's where a lot of, you know, that's the musical side and everything. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, mentions Donald Ward here, so I'm sure that's who you're referring to. Hattie Tennyson, the Reverend Philip Dukes, whom we both know, Molly Stigger, and the Reverend Charles Faulkner are some of those interviewed. So it goes on through April 24th, the African-American experience in Hunt County at the Audie Murphy American Cotton Museum. And we're talking with Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. We used to, and I will admit that this is a failing of mine, we used to have conversations with Francis Dalby when Francis was the director of the United Way, and we've kind of gotten away from that. But I do see that the United Way annual luncheon is coming up, and that'll be Thursday, April 15th. And United Way does a lot of tremendous work in Hunt County.
They do indeed. And their focus this year is really on unity. And so they are bringing in the head, president and CEO of United Way of Texas to be the speaker for this event. And I think that they're, you know, that the whole, I think statewide, the focus is on unity, which is, so it ought to be a good event. It's at the Civic Center, April 15th. And you can get tickets. You can, from my newsletter, you can get tickets. You can also get them online at the United Way website or Facebook page.
Okay. Yeah. Adriana.
Well worth supporting.
Adriana Cuellar Rojas, the CEO of United Way in the state of Texas, is the speaker, and that's from 11:30 a.m. to 1 Thursday, April 15th. City of Greenville now has a weekly newsletter that people would probably enjoy receiving.
Well, okay, I want to clarify that. The city of Greenville for a long time has had a weekly newsletter. It's one of the best kept secrets in town. And I happened to stumble on it and I just thought, wait, what? And so I've really been trying to focus on so many of the things, you know, and when I've revamped my newsletter this year and have a whole section that just talks about some of the different city services, the city, parks and recreation, and the library. And so I've been browsing around a whole lot more, and it's really interesting. It's a weekly newsletter, and it's called the NOW, which is News of the Week newsletter. And it'll have everything on there from different events going on at the parks, the golf course, the library. But then it'll have everything. It lets you know where the street repairs are going to be for the week, to how many gallons of water were processed at the water plant. Yeah. It's just absolutely fascinating to see this. And as I said, I think it's been one of the best kept secrets in town. And so I'm going to be starting to really push this.
Okay, and
so people can say, well, I don't know what's going on. Well, now you will.
Bud, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over Zoom again.
Yes, Kearns, always enjoy it.
Bud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.